The Alaska Department of Transportation completed one of its most complex drone missions to date. A handful of DOT drone pilots filmed Juno's temporary levee consistently during the major flood stage of the event. That included overnight footage using infrared cameras. The agency live-streamed that footage to keep emergency managers informed as floodwaters rose, crested, and receded. Patrick Dreyer is an avalanche and geohazard specialist at DOT in Juneau. He says this was a new feat for the department.
So we're able to essentially monitor this remotely without having personnel, you know, in the field for a 12-hour period there.
He says they were able to do that because the drones they used, called SkyDO X10, connect to Starlink and wireless broadband and can fly long distances in urban areas. Christopher Goins is a regional director at DOT. He says that observing a disaster in real time without putting staff in dangerous places wouldn't have been possible a few years ago.
Okay, the world is suddenly changing for us. This is a big deal.
He says that surveillance was focused on infrastructure, the HESCO barriers that make up the temporary levee and bridges over the river, not on people. He says people did appear in the live stream incidentally.
Whether that was being on the barriers, hanging out behind the barriers, laser pointing the drones.
Goins says that if the levee broke, which would have triggered a flash flood, the drone teams would have assisted rescue operations. The drones are equipped with thermal cameras that can pick people out, even in the dark.
If we saw somebody in the water, we were to stay with them.
Then they would call Capital City Fire and Rescue and hover there until rescue arrived. Goins says DOT uses drones regularly for construction and maintenance. He hopes to expand the department's capacity to help local emergency managers in the region quickly respond to disasters like floods, landslides, and avalanches. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.